Did you get that picture of the tree? You see, what I kept getting is it's like the roots. It's intertwined together, right? That's our body and spirit. It's intertwining when it should be separated. It should be divided, right? So that water that we was talking about last week, you was talking about last week, the water, see, it can't flow the way it want to when we still intertwine with our bodies, our natural man. That's what it looks like. So if this chair is my spirit and something goes wrong, our spirit man is going to follow us wherever we go. So when things don't go well, we react out the natural versus the spirit. But God said, no, I need to break that yoke. I need to get a straight flow. Because regardless of what's happening here, in the spirit knows how to worship. What happened today, it was your spirit that was in operation, not the circumstances that you deal with in the natural. Not your concerns and not the things that you have to tangibly touch. God said, I'm not trying to change those things. I'm trying to bring healing to your spirit. I'm trying to bring revelation to your spirit, man. But see, in my own conscience, I was kept saying, God, I want to understand this thing in the natural so I can relate it to the spirit. He said, no, I want you to understand it in the spirit and forget the natural. See, show me that picture of the shadow. And he showed me this. He said, look, it's just like your shadow. See, that guy standing there, right? If I went and hit him, his body would feel what I did, but his shadow won't. He says, see, your spirit is not going to be affected by what you go through in the natural. But your spirit, man, is always going to know how to worship. See, in the spirit, I can live. In the spirit, I can. You see what I'm saying? See, it's not by coincidence that God doing this. He said, look, this is the spirit that I'm dealing with. I'm not dealing with your natural man. I'm not going to change your natural man. So stop asking. Come on now. He said, look, this is what I got. It was crazy. Because then I was reading something about Watchman Nee, and then it said, you know, you could be converted, but unsatisfied. Come on now. So this is what I got out of that. He said, yeah, you saved. But what you done did is you done bound up the Holy Spirit. See, think about it. This is what we say. Come, Holy Spirit. I tarry for the Holy Spirit. And God was letting me know for me. He said, why are you asking for something that's already here? What are you waiting for? He said, I already sent you the comforter. But see, because I go through circumstances and because I go through a problem, that's more real. And I'm saying, oh, I need the Holy Spirit to come and get me out of this. No, the Holy Spirit is already there. But what we've done, we got him hostage. See, stand up, Pastor Jerry. See, Pastor Jerry is the spirit, right? But what, now the spirit is already here with me. But this is what I did. I got him covered up. I got rope around him. So he can't do, the spirit can't do what it wants to do like he did today because we got him bound up. But everywhere I go, follow behind me. Wherever I go, the spirit is still with me. But I'm saying, come Holy Spirit, God do this. No, he's already there. But what happened today? He said, I release the bondage off the spirit. See, we have the authority to release it. We don't have to pray and ask God to do it because he did his part. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter to remind you of the truth. So he's already here, but we don't believe that he's here.
Come on now, Jesus.
Because we're still looking at the natural man, but in the inside, I don't care what you're going through, the spirit is going to teach you how to worship. See, those words that the spirit I can, the spirit in the spirit I can live. It's not a song. It's what is happening on the inside of you when you go through circumstances. He said, I don't care. Then he said, look, no, son, look, watch this, watch this. You can sit down, Pastor Jay, if you want to. Look, look, then he said, look. Right. Right. I said, I can't get all the words there. I can laugh at my pain. Why? Because I don't have to ask God to get me out of this circumstance. You mean to tell me you think God cares about a circumstance? He's trying to get you to live in the spirit. Right? He said, look, watch this now. Then it turned around. I get a phone call on Thanksgiving about a bill is going to be coming out of my check. Because I had an automatic withdrawal, right? So I'm all in the spirit, right? I'm all in. I'm going to say this because this got to be real to us. That's it. It's not churchism. It's real. So as I was in the spirit, I get a text and saying, yeah, we're going to take all this money, whatever. And I'm not lying. Soon as I read it, I'm like, oh, okay. I got to make a phone call. I got to make a phone call. But after I said that, the spirit said, but you in the spirit. Look, he said, why you think I'm giving you this? Because you got to live this thing.
Come on now. That's it.
So I had to go back to where I originally started from, in the spirit. So I had to look at my shadow and said, no, I still got to worship. I can't change these circumstances in the natural. Then he said, no. You know why? Because I'm going to show you something. Mm-hmm. He said, remember my servant Stephen? When Stephen got stoned, he said, look, now I'm seeing all of this, right? So I'm seeing Stephen about to get stoned. And right before he got stoned, he was in the courts and they was talking to him. And he was like, oh, I could just see the presence of God. And they said, look, let's drag him out into the courtyard and we're going to stone him. Why? Because see, he was in the spirit. Those rocks and everything, those stones was real. Those people grabbed him and the natural was real. But he was in the spirit that he could look up into heaven and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Why? Because it's the spirit. That's where PWM is going. We got to live in the spirit. Regardless of what the circumstances are, we have to live in the spirit, by the spirit. So we have to, there's a release today that took place in this house. This is why Pastor was grabbing people's hand. Pastor Jamie had to do what she did. And everybody was in a special moment. Why? Because you were releasing the spirit. You were letting the spirit have his way. It was a release. It was a release. So now, don't try to think about this thing because your natural man is never going to get it. But that shadow is always there. That's the divine. And I even told Shanique this. And she said, oh, that's why he talked about come from among them. Be separated. What are you talking about? Those roots. He's talking about us. He ain't talking about the world. See how quickly we done make this stuff in the natural? He said, no, you have to be separated inside. I got to separate your body and your spirit so I can flow. Now, I wouldn't have got this if I would have did my Thanksgiving tradition. Can I be real? Can I be real? I couldn't go nowhere. I didn't know why, but I knew I'm not going to let this thing go because nothing else matters, guys. Nothing else can matter more than God. Not your kids, not your mama, not your turkey, not Christmas, not Thanksgiving, not your traditional vacation, none of that stuff because that's in the natural. You can feel it, but in the spirit, I know how to worship. I know how to pray for you. I know how to intercede on your behalf. I know how to call on the angels to come down. I know how to sing a song of a new song. I know how to worship in spirit and in truth. Why? Because now I'm connected to the true vine. It's not earthly. Let me know when to stop, Pastor. See, The earthly root system, you don't see with that tree, you don't see what's going on underneath the ground. This is how we get tricked by the enemy. Because the only thing we see is that tree. See, look at that. We see the tree and we say, oh, the tree is beautiful because it gives us shade. It's all in the natural. But underneath, we all tied up together. We just as earthly as we want to be. But then we keep asking the question, God, why am I suffering? Why am I going through? Why this is happening? Why? Because there's no divide. There's no divide inside of us. But oh, today. Today. This day. This day. Look, this is our time when he said, this day you will be with me in paradise. This day. That thief on the cross had his, but now, PWM, this day. This day. Look, he said, you have the, look how much authority he given us. He said, look, you can use the Holy Spirit if you don't. You can bind him if you don't. You can quench him if you want to. He gave us that much authority in the natural to tell our spirit man what to do. And to bound the Holy Spirit from doing his job. But when we really get to the place of rejoicing inside of Christ, those roots will be a straight line. Everything will fall in order. The water begin to flow without any problems. Oh, we need the roots to tangle up and no, it's still natural. No, them roots should be straight. It should be divided. It should not be together. My body and my spirit should not be together. Because we're from the second Adam, not the first. Why keep singing and preaching about this stuff, and yet we still want to be with the first Adam? The second Adam cannot die. The first Adam did. Jesus said, I go away to send you. He's going to remind you of all the truth. But it can't happen when we get him bound. We got to live by the shadow. You can hit it. You can put them in jail. You can do anything you want to. You know, when we was little kids, you used to walk around and try to step on some of that shadow. We used to do that. And every time you did it, you didn't feel anything. They kick you and all that stuff, but yet you didn't feel anything. Why? Because the spirit know how to worship. Because God ain't dealing with your natural. He's dealing with the spirit. He said, I got somewhere to dwell. I got somewhere to lay my head now. I got somewhere that I can get inside. This is comfortable. This is a mansion right here. That's why our mansion is here on earth, not when you die and go to heaven. You are the mansion. You have it in your spirit, the mansion where he's talking about. You even have your crown now. You're still thinking that you're going to get it. When you get the glory, you got it now. Why? Because it's spiritual. What great works can you do to get this stuff? You can't preach a message and get great works from heaven. He said, if you suffer with me, every time I look at Pastor Jerry. And, you know, people might say, well, we're all talking about Pastor Jerry. Yep, I'm going to continue to talk about Pastor Jerry because I see the inside of her. I see her spirit. I see her pressing through. And even when she said, I'm going to keep speaking life. I'm going to keep speaking water. And then she got Shanique walking around the house saying the same thing. Well, Pastor Jerry's speaking this. Right. See, that's a testimony. Then you were talking about a testimony. You don't even know what's going on behind the scenes. Because it's spiritual. What we want to get our accolades in the natural. Oh, you're a great woman of God. You done did this. Oh, you no. In the spirit. By the spirit. My daily bread has to be spiritual. Take away my cars. Take away the house. I'm not trying to get this stuff anymore. I used to. I wanted it bad. I like my retirement plan with the county. Now, I don't care. It cannot matter, guys. It cannot sustain you. Look, watch this. How come in 2012 and 2013 and all this stuff when the economy was going bad and a lot of people lost their 401k and all this stuff, they put their hope in something natural. And they didn't do anything wrong to lose it. They just took it. But in the spirit is eternal. My hope is built on nothing less. See, that's spiritual. And I'm sitting there like, God, I don't know how to do this. He said, you're not supposed to. And look, no, let me know, Pastor. Then I saw this thing. Then I happened to turn the TV on, and I saw Mike Tyson. And he blessed me. Hey, right? I'm gonna tell you what God did. He said, watch this. Watch this guy. He was talking about his life and all the stuff that he went through. Right? And he said he used to get bullied because he had a high voice and he was chubby. So that was brainwashed him. His manager was telling him, you can be the greatest of all time. You're the greatest. You cannot be defeated. And he believed that. But years on years, he says, I'm nothing. I ain't nothing. I ain't nobody. He said, I don't know why people like me. I don't know. I have nothing to offer. I'm just me. I'm messed up. But yet, we still hunger after the things of this earth. He said, they offered him $30 million to come back and fight. And he said, no, I would not do it for money. He said, for what? He said, I had those things, but yet, they took it from me. I believe he's getting a shaking from the Spirit of God. And he don't know. See, if the church was in his right place, he has somewhere to go. But see, he don't know what he have right now. See, he's clueless because the church is clueless. Because we converted but not satisfied. Being satisfied is when you're eating good of the land, not the earth, but spirit. He's not talking about this earth. He's talking spiritually. He's talking about the kingdom. See, Jesus ain't to eat of the earth. This ain't no good land. You think this is good land? Come on, really? This can't be what God's talking about. Pastor Jerry was praying, and she was saying, God, you the earth is your footstool, but yet we call this good land. But the thing is, guys, we have to understand in the spirit. That release that took place inside of us today. Don't let go. Cherish this thing. It's an every day, every moment, every second. A freshness from the spirit. So the spirit said, now I can let you live and breathe. And those songs that y'all were singing, those words. See, those words meant so much now to me when I was listening to it. I'm like, oh, that's what that means. Oh, that's what that means. Oh, that's. Before I used to play the drum, like, yeah, I like this beat. Yeah, I like the beat. No, but now it's like a something inside of like, oh, I'm getting filled. It's the inner man. And we talked about the outer man, the inner man, all this stuff. But he said, no, every time, see, each round go higher and higher. Right? I take the weight off of you so you can understand the substance of what I'm taking you. See, you think you have something. See, that's why we can't even settle for this moment. That's why he's talking about manna every day. Because right now, was gone. 20 minutes ago, was gone. But now. What is he going to give us now? 11 o'clock, we was worshiping. But now, Shanique, we're doing something else. This stuff, man, is so good. Look. And we didn't do anything to get it. I keep saying this. We didn't do anything. I didn't sit there and say, Lord God, oh, let me seek you. Let me fast and pray. For what? I'm not doing that stuff because he's already here. Tarry for the Holy Spirit. For what? I don't have to tarry. Yeah, I know it's messing with the religiosity stuff. That's good. It need to die. That's the stuff that has to die. But the spirit, guys, the spirit. Right. See, it's an every moment dance, Tina. It's an everyday moment thing. When you're going through and you're frustrated and you're confused, you have to dance. Why? Because the spirit know how to worship. That's crazy. Look, how do you even get over here, start grabbing these people, start dancing with them? He didn't know what I was going to talk about. I didn't know I was going to get up here and talk about this today. But look, how do we know? Because it's the spirit, guys. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So once we took that rope off the Holy Spirit, he said, now I can lead you. Now I can take you somewhere. See, now let me show you this over here. See, we having these little muffled dreams right now. They're a little muffled, a little stagnated, you know. We excited these little dreams, yeah. See, I done got excited because, see, something else is about to bust open, see. Guys, you ever noticed, you ever heard the saying that when your hand itch, you're supposed to get some money or something? Yeah. Right? And your right hand, you know the hand and all, and you're like, oh, yeah. See, why? Because you believe that. Somebody told you that foolishness and you believe it. And then when it happened, oh, yeah, let it happen again. But yet, we don't want to believe the spirit. Come on now. The unseen is so more is eternal than anything in the natural. He said, why do you keep going after this money? And look, I want money. He said, why you go after money, but when you get it, you want more? It's never going to satisfy you. That's when he took me back to Tyson. All that money he had, millions of dollars. Unsatisfied. mansions, cars, unsatisfied. Until the Holy Spirit lives inside of you and dwell inside of us, you would never be satisfied. You'd just be a converted Christian. A converted Christian, and you're going through your stages of religiosity. Unsatisfied. But you love your Jesus that you know of. But he never really introduced himself to you in a real way to say, no, he's in the shadow. What you say, sir? What's hidden? You can't see it. That's why, remember the times we was talking about, I'm going to sit down. Remember the time we was talking about, you know, give us the eyes to open up our eyes so we can see. We talked about the light, you know, you let the light come. We talk about the portal. We talk about all these things. Why God said, because I want to introduce you. I want you to really see what you have. I want you to really see the inner workings of the Holy Spirit. You can really partake and say, look, oh, listen. That's why Kathy Kuzma was like, oh, don't quit the Holy Spirit. Why? Because she knew her inner man, and she released the Holy Spirit to do what it wanted to do. So everything she was talking about was, oh, Spirit. She knew something. The stuff that she was talking about had nothing to do with Pentecostal. Yeah, I said it. No Pentecostal I ever been to in all my years, I never heard nobody talk like Kathy Kuzma about the Spirit. Nowhere close to it. That's what you just got introduced to. That's how much he loved you. He called you by name in the Spirit and told you to come. He said, you have to release the Holy Spirit. You can't pray about it because you have the authority to release it. Because he already said, again, I send you a comfort. He said, look, I must go away. And when he left something here for us. True worship, straight from heaven. Oh, how we love him. Yeah, keep playing that, Stan. See, that means totally different. Keep playing. Just listen to that. When it gets so good to you, you can't say words. Only thing you can say is la da da da. I'm gonna ask them to sing that song. I want y'all to sing that again. And is that okay, Pastor? And now this time, listen to the words and watch how your spirit connects to this differently. Thank you.
Anyone love or command? Can we relate without intimacy? Is it possible to know a God that your eyes never see?
When I lock eyes with you, I see my reflection. When I lock eyes with you, I feel your affection. Get lost in you. You're my obsession. When I lock eyes with you, I see my reflection when I lock eyes with you. I feel your affection, wanna get lost in you. When I lock eyes with you, cause all I want is you, and all I need is you, and all I see is you, just you. When I lock eyes with you, when I lock eyes with you, I see my reflection. When I lock eyes with you, you are my affection. I want to get lost in you. You're my obsession. When I get lost in you, cause all I want is you, and all I need is you, and all I see is you, just you. When I lock eyes with you, Jesus, and all I want is you, and all I need is you, and all we sing is you, just you. When we lock eyes with you, and all I want is you, and all I need is you, and all I see is you, just you, just you, just you, just you, just you, Jesus. 'Cause all I want is you, and all we need is you, and all I see is you, just you, just you, Jesus. When I lock eyes with you, like a fire, come like a flood. I don't care what it looks like, I'm so in love. So come like the fire, You can come like a flood. I don't care what it looks like, 'cause I'm so in love. Come like a fire. Come like a flood. I don't care what it looks like, 'cause I'm so in love. You can come like the fire and come like the flood. We don't care what it looks like. I'm so in love. All I want is you. And all I need is you. And all we see is you. Just you. We reconcile that all we need is you. Just you. Just you. Just you. Jesus, just you. 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 Just you.
We thank you for this wonderful day of visitation, for this heavenly visitation that we've experienced today. We thank you for posturing us that we might encounter the Holy Spirit in a deeper way. We thank you that now we go forth as your tabernacle. That place where you dwell and abide. We go forth today knowing that we are your dwelling place, your temple. What an honor. What an honor that you've chosen us, brought us up out of the world into the heavenly realm. And we thank you. We thank you.
We thank you for this visitation today. We thank you for the encounter. We have encountered you today. We have touched you and beheld your glory this day. And we thank you, Father, that we will live in it and abide in it, stay with it, knowing that the Holy Spirit is ever present and that your love surrounds us. And the Father, good pleasure to give us the kingdom. His good pleasure is with us today. We tasted of the Father's good pleasure, and we thank you for your abiding love. We surrender to it. We thank you that you're satisfying us. You're satisfying us. We thank you. We thank you for this heavenly meal, this heavenly nutrition for our inner man to be renewed more and more and to grow and mature and abandon everything because all we want is you. We thank you for that. Thank you for the peace that we would leave this place in today. Whew. Your abiding love brings such peace and joy. Your eternal hope is with us all the day long. Unbroken fellowship with you, Holy Spirit. Unbroken. Living in the Spirit. Continuously drinking of the rivers and the waters of life. We thank you. And we bless everyone here today with the blessing of their Father, who knows how to give only good gifts to his children. We bless you with that today as you leave here. Leave this place, but not his presence. We thank you in Jesus' name.